Take six. Take seven. Take eight. Page nine. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. Page 21. Page 22. Page 23. Page 24. Page 25. Page 26. Page 27. All right, members, I present the draft report to you, 2022. Amendment and appropriation bill. Can I have a mover?
Matafa moves chair.
Honorable Dekalwe supports.
Okay, I've got Matafa moving, and I've got Honorable Dekalwe seconding. Any other view?
Chair, it's Honorable Sarupin. Could you please note that the DA reserves its position?
Let's note DA reserving its position. Thank you.
Can you note the EFF's abstention?
Let's note the EFF abstention. Any other view, honorable members? Can we then, well, the 2022 Amendment Appropriation Bill is duly adopted. The bill will then be sent to the National Assembly to be 80 seats. Thank you. Let's go to the next agenda item.
Motion of desirability, Special Appropriation Bill B24-2022. That in the opinion of the committee, the legislation is desirable to appropriate an additional amount of money for the requirements of the votes of public enterprises and transport for the 2022-23 financial year and to provide for matters connected therewith.
Move, honorable members, for the motion of desirability, Special Appropriation Bill.
I move.
That is Peters?
Yes, Chair.
Yeah. Honorable Peters moves for the adoption.
Kaiso seconds.
Honorable Kaiso second. Any other view?
Chair, please note the DA reserves its position.
Let's note the DA.
Abstention of EFF.
Let's note EFF abstention. Honorable members. The motion of desirability Special Appropriation Bill B24-2022 is duly adopted. Can we go to the next agenda item, Darren? Okay, again, yes, let's make it a little bit larger. Right. Yeah, if the font is too small, you know, guys, that I wear spectacles, so I don't see. Okay. Honorable members, this is the appropriation on the special appropriation bill. The Special Appropriation Bill B24-2022. We'll do the same page by page. Honorable members, if there's something that you want to stop us on, please don't hesitate to do that. Again, this report was sent to all of us, and the way inputs that we made. Can I then request Darren to go page by page? Let's go page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Just dot, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's page six. Page seven. Page eight. Page nine. Page 10. Page 11.
Chair.
Yes, just a second. Yes.
A little bit up again. I'm sorry to do this.
No problem. That's fine.
Equity and liabilities.
Okay.
On page 10.
On page 10, equity and liabilities. Yes. Just stop there. Yes.
Equity is written wrongly. Okay, it's corrected now. Good. That was it.
Thank you, Honorable Peters. Let's continue to the next page. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. This the last page, honorable members. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the special appropriation bill?
I so move.
Honorable Peters.
Dikgale supports.
Honorable Dikgale supports. Any other view? Honorable members.
Sorry, Chair, I was struggling with the unmute button there. Please note that the DA reserves its position.
We note the position of the DA. In other
position of EFF, Baba.
Honorable Nhlanhla, EFF abstention. Thank you. Honorable members, Special Appropriation Bill B24-2022 is duly adopted. It will be sent to National Assembly to be 80 seat. Thank you so much, Daryl. Let's go to the next agenda item. The next agenda item, it's on the 2022 medium term budget policy statement, the report. Honorable members, we are presenting the report to you. We'll do the same thing. We'll go page by page. Page one, Darren. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 4, page 5, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, Just a second. Oh, Darren, please just enlarge your screen again. It's becoming smaller, the document. Yeah, that's better. Okay, let's go to the next page, page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Darren, just wait. Yeah, take that contingent liability to the next page, to page 14. Yeah, okay. Okay, let's go to page 14. Same here. Page 15. Page 16, 17, 18. Page 19, 20, page 21, 22. Twenty-six, 27, 28, 29, 30. Conclusion to the next page. Okay. Honorable members, here's the MTBS report. Can I have the mover for the adoption?
Honorable Dikhali moves, Chair.
Honorable Dikhali moves.
Matafa second.
Honorable Matafa second. Any other view?
Chair, please note the extension of the EFF, please.
Chairperson, please note that the Democratic Alliance reserves its position.
Let's note the position of the Democratic Alliance. Thank you. So the MTBS report 2022 is duly adopted. It will be referred to the National Assembly. Thank you, Darren. the next agenda item.
To the minutes, Chairperson.
Yes.
Yes.
Honourable members, the minutes were sent to us. We'll consider first the minutes of the 18th of November 2022. They were sent to us. Can I move for the adoption of those minutes?
Kaiso moves, Chair.
Honorable Kaiso moves. Thank you. Any seconder?
Matafa seconds.
Matafa seconds. Any other view? So the minutes of the 18th of November 2022, duly adopted as the true reflection of that meeting. Thank you, honorable members. Let's go to the minutes of the 22nd November 2022. Mover.
Peters.
Honorable Peters moves. Seconder. Seconder.
Matafa seconds, Chair.
Honorable Matafa seconds. Any other view? The minutes of the 22nd of November 2022, duly adopted as a true reflection of that meeting. Thank you. Those were the 2 minutes that we were going to consider, honorable members. Next agenda item, Darren.
Chair, is it announcement?
Yes.
Yes.
From your side?
From my side, Chair, this is the last meeting for the year. The debate on all three of the reports will be held on the 1st of December, which is on Thursday. Regarding study tour, Nomfusi is very hard at work with the travel agent to try and issue all the itineraries and the accommodation and all the information that the members will require in order to complete their KETA chairperson and the Q codes. I did forward that information through to the members, but I will do it again. However, the members they do need their flight and their accommodation, the details where they will be staying and the flight information in order to complete those things. And those things must be done today. So that's why Nomfusi is not in the meeting. She's in order to try and sort everything out with the agent today still. So regarding the program, Chairperson, we still haven't finalized. I just received an email from Mr. Kim in the South Korean embassy, but I'm not going to open it now. So what I will do, Chairperson, with your indulgence, I will. Once I finalize the program, then I'll send it to everybody. But in the meantime, I'm just going to resend that information that the members will need in order to complete the electronic authorization, Chairperson. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Darren. Honorable members, please, if there's anything which you are in doubt of, don't hesitate to phone Darren as far as the study tour is concerned. And let's make sure that all what is needed from our side is being provided to them. Please, honorable members, people attending the meeting, can we please make sure that let's have our mics were still in the meeting, muted. Thank you so much. Before I close, honorable members, This is our last meeting in 2022. With your indulgence, before I come in, I think let me allow you to exchange pleasantries very, very shortly, very short messages, let's not be too long. Remember, we'll be breaking very soon and so on and so forth, but this being the last meeting, and I will allow you, those who want to say something.
Sheikh Imam, Chair.
This is Honorable Sheikh Imam, please come in.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Before I go there, I just thought I must just remind our members about their vaccination certificates that they may need for travel purposes. So I just thought I'd let you know. Secondly, I think I should withdraw my apology because I'm here from the beginning to the end. But I'm lastly, Chairperson.
Yes, just a second. Just a second.
Chairperson.
Honorable Peters.
I seem to be, I've been locked out of the meeting.
You are in the meeting. We can hear you. We can hear you.
Chairperson.
Yes, yes, Honorable Peters. Support staff, hey, please, can you just please help Honorable Peters? We can hear her very well. I don't know what's happening on your side. Please communicate with Honorable Peters. Okay.
I'm locked out of the meeting.
You are in the meeting, Honorable Peters. Can somebody phone Honorable Peters?
Let me phone Ms. Peters quickly, Chair.
And tell her that you can hear her very well. She is in the meeting. Sorry, Honorable Sheikh, for that. Honorable Peters was not aware you're on the platform, as you can hear her.
Yeah. Saying that Thank you, Chair. Allow me to take this opportunity of thanking you as the Chair, thanking all our honorable members, our staff.
I'm locked out of the meeting.
Just wait, Honorable Sheikh Imam, so that Darren resolve that. You have Honorable Peters, think she's locked out, but you can hear very well. She's in the meeting. Darren, you'll tell us once you have sorted that one out. Darren?
Chairperson, yes, I asked Ms. Peters to log out and to log back in. So there she's coming, she's joining again.
Okay. But she was in the meeting.
Yes. So I don't know. It's something on her side. I don't know what happened.
Okay, but she's in the meeting now.
Yes, Chair.
Oral Peters, you're in the meeting, eh? Okay. Oral Sheikh, my apologies. Please come in.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, can you hear me now?
Very well, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I just thought I'll take this opportunity, Chairperson, of thanking you, thanking all the honorable members and our staff. It's been a very difficult and tough year for us. A lot of work has been put in, but I think we all appreciate each other and our commitment in taking the country forward. But very importantly, I want to wish you well over the festive season. Please be very careful. The roads are not in good condition. I want to advise members, when you want to travel, rather travel during the day rather than night, because is much better. But otherwise, have a good festive season, and we look forward to seeing you in the near future, particularly on the flight to South Korea. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sheikh. Thank you, Honorable Sheikh. Any other person who would like to come in?
Maria?
Honorable Maria, please come in.
Thank you, Chairperson. As always, short and sweet. Only a word of thanks to all the members of this committee and the staff for working together this 2022. I've experienced politeness and nobody were rude in this year. And as committee, we did work well together. And that's a word of thanks and all the best to everybody. And I'll see you at least on Friday when we depart for the study tour. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Marais.
Chair.
Robin Tanwini.
Thank you very much, Chair. As the longest serving member of this committee, Chair, I'd like to also express my gratitude from the EFF side to the ever commitment of the staff from the research unit, content advisors, secretaries, and everyone of the staff component that always assist us, that making sure that we as the appropriation committee do our work diligently and shines. So I'd like to express my gratitude and thanks to them And to you, Chair, as the leader of this committee, as well on how you lead us through the year and chair this committee and giving each and every person ample amount of opportunity to raise their views, regardless of which political party they are coming from. I'll also like to express my gratitude to that and your leadership skills in that regard, and to each and every member. As the Honorable Sheikh have said, let's be safe on the road and let us all enjoy our Christmas holiday and festive season. And Honorable Peters, when we are debating on Thursday, please note that I'm the longest serving member of this committee and the youngest member of this committee as well. Honorable Sarupen, I'm the youngest. Just remember that. Thank you.
I'll ask for the IDs. Yes. Thank you. Is that Honorable Kaiso?
Yes, Chair. No, thank you very much, Chair. And I hope those who have reservation and abstention will not be departing on the 2nd. They will have to surrender their passports. On a later note, Chair, I also wanted to take this opportunity on behalf of the my party, ANC, and thank the team of the Standing Committee on Appropriation for a wonderful work that has been going on right through this financial year, and we are one of the team of the committee that is always on the radar, prepared to do their level best not to disappoint our people in the country, and by agreeing to provide and approve the budget, you know, etc., such that we have service deliveries going on for our people. So let me thank the patience of all committee members for their best delivery in terms of participation in the discussion in the committee, and also want to wish members and their family a joyful festive season and a nice, safe trip to our study tour. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ehwip, Honorable Kaiso.
Honorable Dikhale.
Honorable Dikhale.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to everybody. I really want to appreciate the way in which we're working throughout the year, though I was getting it very tough. I'm serving in 4 committees, and the other 2 committees, those are the committees that I cannot miss, though I know that in appropriations, without us, the department will never move. Like what we were doing now, it was very important, because if the department got the money, then they will be able to do their daily business. But in a nutshell, I want to say every time when I attend this meeting, I learn a lot, and I end up having experience, or my experience moving from the level where I am to another level. Thank you very much, comrades, from our EFF, DA, ANC members, and all of the parties, including Sheikh Imam's party. I really want to say all of you guys enjoy your holidays, Christmas and New Year, and come back safe next year. Thank you very much. Honorable Dipuo, enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Dikhale. Another member? Honorable Peters.
Chairperson, just to get update, not to speak now. Is this a confession session? Because I was lost for some time on the meeting. And being a Catholic, I know that
at times you go to the priest and confess your sins and get a act of contrition. But Chairperson, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you and the team of the committee led by Darren in the way in which we've been working for the whole year. And I also want to thank honorable members for the sorry, the relationship we have in this committee across parties to be able to suss out the most important information from departments, and also to make sure that we truly are the guardians of the money that is appropriated. I also want to take this opportunity to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I know we'll be meeting from Friday on the trip, but I take this opportunity to wish you and everybody else, those who will be leaving and those who will be remaining, especially the support staff, a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2023. I really look forward to working together in the way that we've been working in this year. Thank you very much, Ter, and including for the youth in the committee.
You've got to confess.
Thank you so much.
I confessed.
Honorable Peters, I know I...
President, I think there's a stage where we should take stock and know exactly how many are these young ones within the committee.
Honorable Matapa, you want to come in?
Yes, Chair. No, thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. Maybe my coming in is just to echo the sentiments that members have shared. I won't be long, since our whip, Honorable Kleiso, has spoken for the ANC, but also just to acknowledge your stewardship in leading, in steering this ship. We really appreciate everything that you've put behind the work of the committee, and also to thank all other members in the manner in which we have been working together. And I'm very happy that in most of the endeavors that we have set ourselves to achieve as a committee, we have really excelled. And yeah, we're looking forward to the study tour, and maybe what we're going to learn there will be employed in our next sittings come next year. Thank you very much, Chair, other members, support staff. Everyone is involved in the committee work, especially the researchers who help us with the content work. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Robert Matafa.
Chair, if I may.
Hello. Yes, Honorable Sarupe, please come in.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to, let me start where Honorable Matafa left off by thanking all the staff who help keep the wheels turning and to always get us our information and documentation on time and are very efficient, and I'm very grateful for that. I've served on other committees where the staff are not as efficient, so I'm very thankful that we have good staff. Then, Chair, let me thank all of the members for the very robust manner in which we engage with each other. Without it ever descending into anything personal, I like the fact that we're all professional, and I would like to thank all the members for that as well. We all have different ideas about how we do things, but we all agree on what needs to be done for the country. And so I'm thankful that we have a committee like that as well. And then thanks to yourself, Chair, for always giving us space to robustly agree and disagree. And Chair, I'm still waiting for you to inform me that at the debate that we must not disagree with the Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Sarupen. I think that leaves me, not unless there's any other member.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Sheikh Imam.
Sorry to do this, Chair. You know, the members have given such great messages, and I appreciate it. But on the basis of being charitable, can they not all transfer their S&Ts to my account, Chairperson? I'll appreciate it.
I'll give you their individual numbers, Honorable Sheikh. You may have bilaterals as far as that. I think it's a good idea. Honorable members, I think...
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. One thing I keep on saying that before I came into this committee, I didn't know. I think this is the most busy, this is the busiest committee. There is no breathing space, but I always find all of you being prepared to put the shoulder to the wheel to make sure that we deliver on what we are supposed to do. And we hold, we play our oversight function as diligently as possible. But let me start with the what I'll call the unsung heroes here. And that's your families, all of you honorable members and support staff, because since we are on virtual, we have just taken their space. They try to do something, then you say, no, I'm in the meeting. And sometimes you forget that this is this is their space. But please, on behalf of the committee, do extend our appreciation and say it to them. We know that sometimes we are very much intrusive, but it's in the nature of our work and the way we're doing it at the moment. And then our members, thank you very much. I think you have said all the things that needs to be said, that without fear or favor, we all raise our issues. Because as Honorable Saropen, for instance, was saying, that there is no doubt about us agreeing about what must be done. I don't think there's any one of us in this platform who would say he or she would like to see unemployment decreasing. There's no one who would say no, who would like or should like to see poverty worsening. There's no one who would say that inequality is good for our country. I think where we differ as to how we get there, which is not much of a problem. Our objective is the same. And I think we need to keep that one. Our very diligent staff, thank you very much, colleagues, for the background work that you do to make the committee shine. We really appreciate that. Let's continue doing it. It really helps the committee, and you are able to point us to areas that we need to look at. And the PLOs who always come to these meetings with their principals, the ministers who are always here when we call them, they make sure the deputy ministers, the DGs, DDGs, and all the staff from the departments who listen to us when we go hard on them. We appreciate that they do their work, and they come to this committee. In particular, National Treasurer, which is the department that we deal all the time with, right? So we really appreciate that. But remember, I don't know when did this change. I was hearing people talking about the youngest and so on. There was a time when I would be the youngest, but now I've turned out to be the oldest wherever I go. I don't know when it changed. But Honorable Ntlangwini and Honorable Saropen, one thing I can assure you, one day you'll turn out to be the eldest, wherever you'll be. I don't know where Honorable Hlonyane is, and Honorable Mlenzana, thank you very much. I enjoy your flights, but it was on a lighter note. Thank you so much. So wish you well as we go to the festive season. Please take care, because I want to see all of you in this committee when we meet early next year. The roads are quite congested, a lot of accidents. Please take care. See you on Thursday. I don't need to repeat the rules of the committee and the rules of debate. Honorable Mare, Honorable Saropen, Honorable Ntlangwini, you know them. What we don't do with the chairperson. But this takes us to the end of the meeting, and all of the best. See you on Thursday, and then again on Friday. It's cold in South Korea. Let me just stress, very, very cold at the moment. You can check the temperatures yourselves. Thank you very much. This brings us to the end of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you, sir.